So, you know that old cliche about the early bird and the worm? Well, clearly, I am convinced there is some truth to that. These birds in New York are up at the crack of dawn doing God knows what. They are not groggy in the slightest, even though it was recorded before 5 a.m. You've probably noticed this racket yourself, and the burning question that we have is why? Why are birds so active this time of day? Michael Webster joins us now. He's got some theories as to why. He's professor of ornithology at Cornell. Professor, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And this sound, it's from late May in Ithaca, New York. Let's hear a little bit more of it right now. Seem like some happy birds. Credit to Matthew Medler there in the Macaulay Library at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology. First, just start by telling us what we're hearing there. What kind of birds?
Oh, you're hearing a whole bunch of different birds. On that particular recording, it starts with a few barred owls. So owls, of course, none of us are surprised to know that they sing in the dark. But as we transition, get a little bit closer to morning, some eastern wood peewees come in and start singing. There are some thrushes. And as you move forward, more and more species start to join into that chorus and, you know, voice their excitement that the day is about to start.
So the question is, like, what is going on? Why are they so noisy in the morning? Do you have any ideas?
There's no shortage of ideas, actually. There's probably as many ideas out there about why they do this as there are birds singing in that dawn chorus. And they range from mechanistic sorts of explanations. For example, around dawn, the air tends to be calm, not too windy, and it's a good time to have your song transmit pretty far so that others can hear it. But then there are other explanations that are a little bit more functional. And so a lot of people have proposed that males, when they're sleeping at night, aren't eating. And so when they wake up in the morning, they're hungry, like we all are, and they have their energy reserves are low. And so if a male can wake up and start singing loudly, he's demonstrating to the other birds in the area that he's a fit male in good condition.
So I wake up really early in the morning. I'm on an East Coast schedule. I live in the West. This is some sound that I collected recently from my yard in Phoenix, just a little after sunrise, because I noticed that as soon as the sun rises, there go the birds, right? This is at 6 a.m. There's a lot of activity in the Palo Verde tree outside my living room window. Let's listen. One of the things I love about the birds in my yard are the mourning doves, and that's M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G. What types of birds tend to get up and sing so early in the morning? Is it all birds?
It's many, most birds, that is the songbirds. Most songbirds are getting up, not just at dawn, but actually quite a bit before dawn, while it's still dark out. And the very first rays of the sun are starting to peak and lighten the sky. So thrushes and other birds, mostly birds that have large eyes, and so probably are very sensitive to light, start singing right early on. While you and I would barely detect any light in the sky at all, they start. And then some of the other birds, the smaller birds with smaller eyes, start singing as you get closer to dawn and it gets more and more light out.
You told our producer, Jill Ryan, I think, that some birds in the morning will move around from nest to nest. Kind of a little bit of, you know, bird romance, for lack of a better word. What about that?
Most of these songbirds, they are socially monogamous. So one male and one female do pair with each other and they raise their young together. But we've learned with genetic studies that if you look at the young in the nest, some of those young are very often not sired by the male at the nest. So that means that males and females who are not paired with each other are mating with each other. And we're starting to suspect that a lot of this movement early in the morning in the darkness might have a lot to do with those extra pair matings.
Under the cover of darkness, flitting
exactly.
To the new nest.
Exactly. Don't want to overinterpret it, but yeah, that's exactly what seems to be happening.
Of course, a lot of birds migrate from place to place. Does the chorus change with the season?
It does. And up here in the temperate zone, where most of the bird breeding is happening in the spring, right about now, it's really quite a cacophony in the morning when the birds start singing. you know, as the breeding season winds down, that singing behavior in the dawn chorus tends to get a lot quieter. And through the winter, there is some singing in the morning, but not a lot. You go to the tropics, and there the dawn chorus can last year round, and there's a lot of activity happening all the time. And of course, as you mentioned, with migration, different species are joining in at different times.
So you're an ornithologist. Tell me, how important is it that we understand what these birds are actually up to? Because, you know, on the one hand, just chatting about it, you know, it's just nice to listen to.
It is nice to listen to, but I would argue that if we're going to save birds, we need to understand birds. And right now, bird populations are declining at a precipitous rate, and we need to understand everything about their biology to try and understand how we can turn that trend around. So that's critically important to that, is understanding their behavior and the ways that they communicate with each other. And on the flip side of the coin, knowing how they communicate with each other and knowing which birds give which calls allows us to monitor them with bioacoustic methods. So we could put microphones out in nature and survey the birds that are present in different areas, different regions, and different times of the year without humans actually being there.
Michael Webster is professor of ornithology at Cornell, talking to us about the dawn chorus of birds, which you either love or hate, depending on your schedule. Michael, thank you so much.
Thank you.